You know the difference when you walk in a temple or into a supermarket. I mean, a supermarket or a mall can be very depleting of energy. When you go in a supermarket or a mall, you know, and you go shopping and you stay there for an hour, you just want to get out because you're tired, you're totally depleted. Because there is the energy of greed. People want things there, want. I mean, when you walk in a church or when you walk in this little temple of Satya, then you just get charged. Why do you get charged? Because there are prayers and puja all the time. Prayers and puja all the time. You get charged, you just walk in and you are refreshed. Well, this is really quite something, huh? If you realize this, you know. You know the power of thought. You know the power of prayer. Of the power of love. All our thoughts that pass our hearts. When our hearts are full of love, this is the words get this energy of love. The words get this energy of love, and this is what you express, and this is what you radiate, and this is what will be received when you talk to people. They feel that because your words are charged with love. And when you're negative and cynical and complaining, you know, your heart is withered. It's really so. Your heart is withered. And when you're talking, people lose energy from your complaints and frustrations or gossip, judgments. So we all know it has an immediate effect. So actually speech does pass the heart. Speech originates here. At the solar plexus, and then it passes, it goes up, it passes the heart, and the words carry the frequency of your heart, you know, and then it goes through here and it gets expression in your mouth, so it carries the frequency. And if you think bad about yourself and negative and judgmental or about others, you know, your bloodstream will even carry it to all your cells. All your cells get this information of negativity. So your whole being radiates negativity. Nobody wants to be close to you. Everybody says, let's go. Amazing, huh? We always think that, or we tend to think that words or ideas have not an effect, but it has a tremendous effect. You already know, of course. Because you've been around so much here already. You know what we are doing here, the prayers and the meditations and the medicine mantras, and you know, it has a tremendous effect. The effect of Ramana Maharshi, he never left Arunachala. What an effect up to this day, worldwide. Radiation of love, radiation of love. Same with Maharaji, Shanti, my radiation of love. And Baba's in the mountains and in the caves, they're praying for the world. And in the temples, in the churches, in the monasteries. On and on and on, the prayers. Has an immense effect. So this is the school of the heart. And we just open up more and more to unconditional love. And then everything in all of you is just beautifying. It's continuously beautifying. Beautifying. More soft. More clear. More gentle. More loving. More compassionate. More clear. More wise.